Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. This year, the country celebrates the ratification of the 19th Amendment, which allowed women the vote. We've paired that with ongoing conversations featuring some of the influential women in South Dakota who are making a difference now. Today, we welcome two important guests. First, we welcome Madonna Thunderhawk. She's a Lakota activist who's played a role in every modern Native movement, most recently the No Dapple protest at Standing Rock. She's also founder of the We Will Remember Survival School and tribal liaison for the Lakota People's Law Project. And trust me, that's a very abbreviated list. Madonna Thunderhawk, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
We're also welcoming your daughter, Marcella Gilbert. She's a Lakota and Dakota community organizer whose work focuses on food sovereignty and cultural revitalization. She currently serves as Community Development Field Specialist for South Dakota State University Extension on the Cheyenne River Reservation, and she's launching her own pilot project of a survival school. That's also an abbreviated list. Marcella Gilbert, welcome to you as well.
Thank you for having us.
The series is tagged with celebrating the 19th Amendment, allowing women to vote, but of course we should recognize that that amendment didn't apply to all women all at once. Madonna, you've spent, both of you have spent most of your lives in service to the people. Madonna, where do you want to start? What comes first to your mind when you think about the work you've done throughout your life?
Well, I just think of it as a responsibility. You know, there was no training for it. There was no thing. It's just life, you know? And because we are indigenous to this land, you know, each generation, you pick where you fit in, you know? And one of the things you recognize is a responsibility, you know, to continue on where our ancestors left off.
Talk to us, if you would, Madonna, about the We Will Remember Survival School. What's the mission of that, and why was that important to you?
Well, that was important to me because my children were young then. I mean, it's been several years back, you know. But, you know, you pick up where you can and what's important to your daily life, and your children are your most important. So, of course, you know, after Wounded Knee 73 standoff with the federal government, I, you know, didn't want my children in the existing school system at the time, so we decided to basically start out as a group home and a homeschooling. And then it turned out the young people named it themselves, the We Will Remember Survival School.
And Marcella, you went to that school. What are some of your memories of that experience?
What I remember most, my first experience attending the survival school was this, you know, I walked in the door and got introduced, and then they were like, okay, you need to read this. And they handed me the 1868 treaty. And so I knew then that, you know, my experiences since then were all about who we were as Native people living in this country. And it was amazing because, you know, as a young person, I was only 14 when I joined. As a young person, I was learning stuff that nobody else my age was learning. And I was participating in activities that nobody else my age in Indian country was doing. Mm-hmm. So it was an amazing time, and it was very empowering for me as a young person.
And Marcella, we mentioned you're piloting your own survival school. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. Some of the things that we're looking at is trying to figure out, see, this is a new generation. That's one of the things we learned right away. Mm-hmm. And so we're focusing on trying to find which population we're going to focus on. I think our young people are suffering on so many different levels, and the lack of opportunity is, you know, there isn't much on the reservations. So we're looking at, okay, which ones are we going to focus on? Are we going to focus on the most needy, or are we going to focus on the ones who want to learn more about who they are or have the capacity? Young people want to know that. Who am I? Where do I belong? But what we have to focus on are those that have the capacity to do that, who are already moving in that direction. So we're still looking at, you know, trying to figure out that population and how to recruit them. And then, of course, finding the resources to make it happen in a way that's sustainable.
Mm-hmm. Madonna, can you talk to us about, you know, these ongoing efforts, like Marcella just said, about finding the resources, finding the ways to start these things and keep them going? What have you learned in that process throughout your life?
Well, you know, what I've learned basically is the work, whatever you get involved in, whatever is an interest, is always community driven. You know, that's the bottom line. And resources and all that, that's not the focus when you start or you get involved, okay? Mm-hmm. That's just part of it. But as long as it's community based, then you know that you're working on something that is eventually going to make a difference. And that's the difference between community organizing and then working with a project or a program. Mm. You know, so it's ongoing. That's what people need to understand, is it's ongoing. Each generation picks up the struggle. So whatever it is, whatever your interest is, if it's with education or if it's with food sovereignty, if it's with knowing our historical inherent rights, also, you know, rights that we have, legal rights through the federal government, those types of things, you know. Mm-hmm. It's all one issue, really, one big issue, you know. It's just many branches.
You two are featured in the documentary called Warrior Women, and there's an ongoing Warrior Women project. Madonna, what can you tell us about that?
Oh, the ongoing project is, we do have a archives. We have many interviews that have been done of women through the ages, especially the women that were involved in the Red Power movement of the 60s and 70s and part of the 80s. So the archives are really important, very important for our own history, that we do our own archiving and write our own history now, you know, in the modern day. But also ongoing efforts that we're doing right now, you know, working with building our capacity. For example, the Children's Village, we're working with our grandmother's group. We're partnering with an organization called Simply Smile. They've been here on the reservation for 10 years or so. And before COVID, they would come every summer and do activities with children. And we're working with them to eventually have a children's village where children are the focus. And that's our history anyway. Our ancestors had a child-centered society. So reestablishing, and hopefully to reestablish and bring back those values of child-centered society.
Marcella, we mentioned your focus has a lot to do with food sovereignty and cultural revitalization. Can you talk to us about why you're especially passionate about food as an expression of sovereignty?
Well, I think food plays a very significant role. If you look at the history of colonization, among our people, we have a history of forced diet changes. And so we have been removed from our foods forcibly since the invasion of our lands. And so it's affected our health. It's affected our relationship to the land. It's affected, you know, the way we think about our family when we sit down and eat, you know, having value for land, for food. You know, having respect for food, those kinds of things. And all that is part of who we are. Like my mother said, inherently part of who we are is our relationship to the land, which means our relationship to the food. And so once we can relearn what those foods are and how valuable they are, then that's going to strengthen our cultural base and remind us of, you know, our ability to think as indigenous people and to move forward in that way. But most importantly, to protect our lands, because we need our lands in order to have our food.
Madonna, as you think back from Wounded Knee to Standing Rock and today, what are the similarities and the differences between with the young people? As you said, each generation takes up this work. What are you seeing?
Well, you know, as older people and as adults, it's our responsibility to bring the young people along and to support in their era. This is their time now, you know. So we, as elders, step back a pace or two and show them that we support in their, you know, their endeavors, what they're doing along the way, you know. But again, I repeat, it's a responsibility we have as a people, as a who we are, you know. And fortunately, we are still land-based. So that puts us in a whole different, unique status in this country, where we are. That's why I say it's a responsibility. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to, people in our society, our native society, we have to pick up this responsibility to pass these things on, and most important, to support the next generation coming up, because that's what our ancestors did for us.
When there's so much to do, how do you rest? And what do you do that refills you to keep you going? And I'll open that to both of you, but maybe start with Madonna.
Well, you know, it isn't like it's a job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after years of doing it, it's who you are. You wouldn't be comfortable doing anything else. I found that out. You know, it's who you are after a while, you know, as you grow into it, you know, and you go through your stages of life. I've been at this since my children were little, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Toddlers, practically, you know, so it's just a part of who you are after that. You know, your lifestyle, everything you do relates to that. So it isn't the job, it isn't work. It's part of being part of your people, your society, and helping in whatever way you can.
Mm-hmm. Marcella, we've only got maybe a minute left, but have you found much the same?
I think for when we talk about rest, finding rest, I think where I see it is when other people are, when we're all together, like Standing Rock, for instance. That was an amazing experience for the next generation and for all people to come together and help each other. And that's where you can feel the rest, like, oh, it's not just me. I have all these people and everybody's working towards the same thing. So I think those kinds of experience allow, you know, give you that feeling of you're not doing it by yourself. The burden isn't as heavy. But like my mother said, it's a lifestyle. So you don't think about, oh, I'm going to take vacation or I got to rest. It's a lifestyle. So just like when you're living your life, you just figure out when you need to rest, and then you rest, and then you keep going.
My guests have been Madonna Thunderhawk and Marcella Gilbert. We're out of time for today, but thank you both so much for joining us today, and we'd love to welcome you back sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.